Myself, when I take my boys to Wise End of the Year, ultimate refinement. Refinement is a Rebbe of myself, Rebbe Honig, Rebbe Einhorn. Many of the TABC Rebbeim have learned either under Rebbe Simon in Shir during YU or in Smicha, and he's not only a leader in the community and Talmid Chacham as YU Shechiva, but specifically also represents a certain excitement for Torah, and high school boys in general also are able to connect to Rebbe Simon's Torah, not just college and adult level. So we're very excited to connect the high school community with the Rosh Yeshiva in general, specifically with Rabbi Simon to speak about his Yom Pesach. But we're very, very excited to be covered to take full advantage of Rabbi Simon's presence.
Okay. Thank you, Rabbi Mandelstam. It's always a pleasure to be here. Rishus Rabbanim, HaTalmidim, Rabbi Adler. Okay. Adblock. Okay, this year Pesach is falling out when? On Shabbos. So we have so what is special? Erev Pesach is falling out when? On Erev Shabbos. So is there anything special when Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos? What is, anything changes, anything different? What's the story of Erev Pesach, Shechalios, Erev Shabbos? And any suggestions? As we know, all our shiurim here are always interactive. Especially when I come here. It's better that way. So it's the first Mishnah in the fifth parak of Psachim, Tamid Nishchat. That what? That we know that the Korban Tamid, there were two Korbanis Tamid that were brought every day. There was the Tamid Shal Shachar that was brought in the morning, right? And the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim was brought when? In the afternoon. Where in the Chumash does it say about these Korbanis? Which Parsha? Yeah, what's your name? Shmuel Ross. Parshas Pinchas, right? Parshas Pinchas. It says what? Where else? Any place else in Chumash is that brought down? What? Tetzave. Oh, great. Oh, God, give him something. Give him a prize. Right, Parshas Tetzave. Parshas Tetzave is the other time where the Korban Tamid is mentioned. So you have both in Parshas Pinchas and Parshas Tetzave. Maybe we'll talk later about what the significance of those two. Now, we know every Korban that was brought during the day was brought when? In between those two korbanos. In other words, you couldn't bring a korban before the Tamid Shal Shachar, and you couldn't bring a korban after the what? The Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. So they all have to be what? In between. And what's the exception to the rule? Korban Pesach. That Korban Pesach was brought when? After the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. After the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim was the Korban Pesach. So now the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim was normally brought later in the day, because if we would bring the Korban Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim earlier in the day, meaning the afternoon part of the day, if we would bring it earlier in the day, then what? Then you'd have to close shop. Some people maybe would be happy with that, but close shop at 1:30, go home. You know? So then you'd be very limited in lot in how many korbanos you could bring. So the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim was, what does the Mishnah say? It was brought Shmona Mechtzah v'kor v'teishu mechtzah, right? In other words, it was like a couple hours later, right? Because if you're going to bring it early in the day, then again, you're going to close shop. So it was brought when? 8.5 hours, that's like 2 hours later, and then it was hukrov v'teishu mechtzah, right? Now, on Erev Pesach, it was brought an hour earlier. Why was it brought an hour earlier? Because you have to have time to what? To bring the Korban Pesach. Because the Korban Pesach had to be brought when? After the Tomei Shel Ben Abayim, but before what? Before Shkia. Right? It had to be brought on Erev Pesach. Right? It couldn't be brought when? On Yom Tov. It was brought on Erev Pesach. So then Erev Pesach, we up the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim an hour earlier. And then the Mishnah says, when Erev Pesach falls out when? On Erev Shabbos, we had to do it 2 hours early. Why? Because not only did we have to bring the Korban on Erev Pesach, but we also what? You had to roast it. Before Shabbos, because the roasting of the Korban Pesach would not be done for Shabbos if Erev Pesach is on Friday. So therefore, the Korban Tamid was brought 2 hours earlier than what? Than it would normally be brought. And that's the source of what we call what? Mincha Gedola. Right, but you know what the Shulchan Aruch says? An interesting thing. You probably never heard of this, but the Shulchan Aruch says that lechatchila you shouldn't daven mincha gedola, right? Because why? Because the Talmud was never what? Was never brought. The Talmud was never brought at mincha gedola. So why should you? So the Talmud was never brought at mincha gedola. So then, that would be short of what? With the Eved. To daven mincha gedola, because that was, if you had a choice, mincha gedola, mincha tana, so I would say what? I mean, the Shulchan Aruch says, forget me. The Shulchan Aruch would say what? Mincha ketana, because that's when it was normally brought. Shmona umechza, from 8.5 to 9.5, right? So it's 2 hours, two or three hours later into the afternoon, what we call mincha ketana. So that was the normal time it was brought. But an Erev Pesach was brought earlier, an Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Erev Shabbos, it was brought at the earliest that it ever could be brought. That's why I think they say from Rav Chaim Berlin that the only time that it's really lechatchila to daven mincha gedola is on Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos what? B'Erev Shabbos. So Lamaisa, our minig is, you know, especially when you're in the yeshivas, the minig became to daven mincha gedola lechatchila. Why? Because it just doesn't fit in with the scheduling, you know. Just even in, you know, in places where they're not learning any secular studies, they're just having, you know, they have the first seder, like in Lakewood, they have the first seder. They have the first seder, they daven mincha. So it just doesn't work out well if you're going to have them daven mincha ketan, you're going to be in the middle of seder. So b'meila they forego the special halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. But technically, if you're like you have a day off and you have a choice of davening mincha gedola or mincha ketana, so mincha ketana is preferable unless you feel that you're going to forget. Whereas unless you feel that you always daven mincha gedola and there's a minyan there that you always go to, so then you're going to, if you don't daven, you know. At that minyan, you're going to forget to daven, so then daven at the mincha gedola minyan. But technically speaking, mincha gedola is b'dievet. Mincha ketana is l'chatchila, but the Erev Pesach, shechal yos b'Erev Shabbos, is the one time that it all works out to be the mincha gedola. Because we had two concerns. We had to bring the korban the Korban Pesach before Shkia, and we also had to roast it. Regular Erev Pesach, you just started bringing, you can roast it on Yom Tov. But here it's Shabbos, and you can't cook on Shabbos, you can't roast. Roasting is cooking, even though Korban Pesach is nafka roasted. Okay, so that's one significance of this year's Pesach, that Erev Pesach falls out on when? On Erev Shabbos. So what else is significant about this year's, the way it falls out this year? Well, we know there was a big argument between the Tzidukim and the Chachmei Mesora when Svira begins. Right? What is Mocharas HaShabbos? When is Svarta Blachem? The Mocharas HaShabbos. So when is Mocharas HaShabbos? So the Tzidukim said when? Sunday. And our Chachmei Mesora say no. Shabbos there doesn't mean Shabbos. It means your first day of Yom Tov. So this year works out the same. That right? We thought Mocharas HaShabbos is going to be Sunday. It's going to be Sunday. And why is it called Shabbos? Why is Pesach called Shabbos? It's a funny lashon, right? Why should Pesach be called Shabbos? Well, the other Yom Tovim are not called Shabbos. Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Shabbosim. So why should Pesach be called Shabbos? Any suggestions? Hey, you can give me your own suggestions. So the B'nai Yisachar wants to suggest the following, that we know that normally a Yom Tov is something that the Kaddish Yisrael Hazmanim, that we have input in when Yom Tov is, right? We're Mekaddish L'Chodesh, we decide when Yom Tov is. Shabbos comes by itself. Whether you accept Shabbos, you don't accept Shabbos, it's there. So it's all from the Ribono Shalom, nothing to do with our input. Nothing to do with our input, correct? Nothing to do with our input. It all has to do with what? The Ribono Shalom. Because there's a concept of it that we're a Kabbal Shabbos, and we maybe make early Shabbos sometimes, but Shabbos is going to come whether we like it or not. Yom Tov is different. Yom Tov is we decide what day to Mekabbal the Eidim, and therefore what day is Rosh Chodesh. It's all Mekadosh Yisrael, the Hazmanim. So the B'nai Yisachar says, when it comes to Pesach, Klal Yisrael really didn't deserve Pesach. We didn't deserve Gulas Mitzrayim. We were what? Memtes Shari Tumah. We were the lowest of the low, and it's brought down here. Achayim HaKadosh in the beginning of Shmos brings it down. If we would have stayed any longer, that would have been what? Beyond returns. So Hashem had to take us out, even though we didn't deserve anything. We were totally not deserved it. So that's the bechina of what? Of what? Of Shabbos. That's the bechina of Shabbos. So Shabbos is totally HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intervention. So Pesach, says the B'nai Yisachar, is called Shabbos because of this idea that it has that Shabbos element that is totally from the Ribono Shalom. You know, there's a, I don't know, Yotros. Some shuls say Yotros. I usually go to the shuls that don't say Yotros. I don't know about the shuls you daven. Probably also don't say Yotros so much. But, so you have the Yotros of the Dalet Parshios, right? The Dalet Parshios. And in the Yom Tovim, you have special piyutim that you say in the makes the davening longer. So there's in the Yotzos for Shabbos Kachodesh, right? the Shabbos HaChodesh that we just had, it speaks about the month of Nisan. And you know what it calls it? A Musaf of Shabbos HaChodesh. It says, Nisan is a month, what? Shehayishuos Makifos. Wait, what does that literally mean? What does that literally mean? What does Makifos mean? Surrounded. We're surrounded by what? All types of miracles and all types of Yeshuas. It's the month Sheyeshuas Makifos. So there's a saying, the Abderav, the Or of Yisrael, he said a nupshat. He says, you know what it means when you buy something b'hakafa? What does that mean? You buy something b'hakafa. Hey, kuf, pay, hey. You know, what does that mean? Today it's very common. We do it all the time. In fact, I went to the local store. I wanted to get change. He says, you don't have change. I don't have change. He said, because everyone pays with their credit card. I don't have change. So Yeshua's Makifas means that we got many miracles we were bestowed upon us. But it was all what? The Hakafa. It was all on credit. Because we didn't deserve it. We didn't deserve it. So therefore, we got it because it was a last minute thing. We had to get out of there. But did we deserve it? No. We didn't deserve it, so we have to pay back. It's like you get merchandise from the store, you didn't pay for it, so you don't deserve to have it. But you get it on credit, and then you pay back the credit card bill. So that's what it means, Yeshua's Makifas, that all the Yeshua's, says the Or of Yisrael, that we got on Pesach, were all what? The Hakafa. Oh. So let me tell you the following. Here's a minhag that's brought down different places. The Ramami Panu, he was a Makubal, he brings down this minhag. And the communities where I grew up, where probably most of you grew up, didn't have this minhag. And in some places, it's a very, usually in the Hasidic communities, a very big minhag. And I'll tell you what the minhag is. You know what the minhag is? The minhag is that the first night that we count Sfira, we count it when? After the Seder. Most of us, we count in Shul. In Shul, second night of Yontif, so we count Sfira, right? But in certain Haggadahs, in certain communities, after the Seder is what? Is the Sfira. That's why if you go to Bar Park 12 o'clock at night, on the second day of Yontif, everyone's going to Shul. 12 o'clock, the count's Sfira B'tzibur. 12, 1 o'clock at night, everyone's after their Seder, they're counting Sfira. In certain Haggadahs, after the end of the Haggadah, it has what? Sfira Sa'omer. Now, Al Pi Din, what makes more, when should you really be counting Sfira? Before the Seder, right? Why? Because there's a halacha, you're not supposed to have a Suda before you do a mitzvah, right? Before you do a mitzvah, you're not supposed to eat before you do a mitzvah. Because you might forget to do the mitzvah. Right? You're not supposed to eat before a mitzvah. That's why, like, when we just had Purim, right? So why don't we go home, break the fast, and then we'll go to the Megillah. Right? Why don't we do that? The answer is because you're not supposed to eat before the mitzvah. Because you might forget to do the mitzvah. It would have been better. Right? You'd be more comfortable hearing the Megillah. You go home, break the fast, they'll come back and hear the Megillah. But we don't do that. Because what? You have to do the mitzvah first. I mean, it turns out that, you know, when we daven in the winter, a lot of us, like in YU, we daven Maariv at 10 o'clock at night, but we ate dinner 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. So we ate before what? Before the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So what was the heter for that? So the heter, I have to point out, so many point out, is that it's a minyan kavua. It's a set minyan. I always like to point out, minyan kavua means the minyan's kavua, but your attendance to the minyan also has to be kavua. So then it's like built into your clock. You know, I know, like in YU, 2:30 mincha. So it's built into my whole, you know, psyche. 10 o'clock is mine, you know. Some point out that's the two numbers of the Hatzalah, 234. Yeah. Also, I'm pointing out. Okay, so 230,000. So really, you should say count Svira before the Seder. So what's this idea of waiting with the Seder? Waiting with Svir till after the Seder. So the Ramami Panu, as explained in Parshas Eliezer, says beautifully. Because when do we start paying back the Chov? That's Svira. Every day we're earning now. We're earning our Schus to have the Yitzias Mitzrayim till we get to Matan Torah. So basically we're paying back the credit. That's what Svira is. So it doesn't make sense to count Sfira before you tell all the Nisim and Niflos that you got. Because you don't pay a credit card bill before you bought the thing on credit. So the Seder is the buying what we bought on credit, and then the payment is the Sfira Sa'omer. Is the Sfira Sa'omer. So we get to Shavuos. So we don't have that minhag, most of us. But still, it's a good idea to think about. And I always thought the following. You know, one thing we know about Sfira, right? We all learned this as kids, no matter what school you went to. Certain things you would never say. If you miss one day, you're out, right? One day, you're out. No more bracha, right? It's always that last day of Sfira, you feel good that you made it. They're still counting with a bracha. To make sure that you'll do that, if you always daven with a minyan, then you'll make sure that you'll get it. You'll get it. Unless you don't leave early. But if you daven with a minyan, don't leave early, then you can't miss it. Unless you make early Shabbos, you got to make sure to... So where does that come from? Where does that come from? That if I miss one day of Sfira, I can't count anymore with a... Why? Where does it come from? Who said that? Any idea? So Tosus and Menachas quotes this from the Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos. But it was always bothered. The Bahag, I mean, all of a sudden we pass it like the Bahag. I mean, when the Shulchan Aruch, he wrote his Shulchan Aruch. He decided three people. Rambam, who else? Riff, and the Rosh. These three are going to be my rabbinic, Vav HaRabban. The Rambam, the Riff, and the Rosh. And I'll get the majority of two, and that's how I'll decide what the halacha is. The Rambam, never heard of such a halacha. If you ask the Rambam, what's the din? And they did ask the Rambam. Believe it or not, they asked the Rambam once, what's the halacha if you forget Sfira one night? And you know what he said? In the tshuva, he said, what he said was, if you forget Sfira one night, so you'll count next time. Just like, you didn't daven Maariv for some reason last night. Okay, so now it's a different day. Now you can continue. Right? So what's this idea? Why should we paskin like the Bahag? So it's a very Rav Soloveitchik has this idea that the idea of the Bahag is that Sfira has to be a continuation. You can't count 1, 2, 5. You know what I mean? So once you miss the count, then it's out of whack. So it's not like bits of Kriya Shema. I didn't say Kriya Shema last night, but I can still say Kriya Shema tonight because it's not a continuation. But when it comes to account, then, but the point being, if you say what we said just now, that you're paying back, so it's a progression. It's a progression. So you have to go step by step by step. You know who says there's a sefer called Mechir Yayin? You ever hear that sefer? It's written by the Ramah. Ramah, you know Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. So he wrote a sefer on Megillas Esther, sort of like Kabbalah and things like that, called Mechir Yayin. And in that sefer, you know what he writes? He writes that what's the idea of Yasa Eitz Kavoh Hamishim Amah in Megillas Esther? So it's literal, that tall, but it also means we know that there are 50 levels of wisdom. So he wanted that Mordechai should go to the 50th level right away. Because you know what? When you do something too quick, too much, too quick, what happens in the end? You fall down. So he figured the way he'll get Mordechai to be destroyed is if he says, Mordechai, I want you to take upon yourself the highest levels of wisdom right away. Go to the, skip 10 grades. Go to the top right away, and that'll be his defeat. But the idea is, in Avodas Hashem, we realize it has to be what's called the Hadraga. Step after step after step after step. So therefore, even though it, you know, maybe it doesn't make so much, maybe it's a little bit hard to understand why should we be following all of a sudden the opinion of Bahag, and which no one else held from that. And the Rambam even has a tshuva, saying that he never heard of such a thing. You call up the Rambam for a shaila, he would say, say Svira. He's missed Svira yesterday, so count today. Yesterday's mitzvah was gone, okay, just like you missed Kriyashma. But the idea is we're paying back the loan now. We're paying back the loan. And we're paying back the loan, you got to go step by step, you know, like daily installments. And if you miss, then if you go too quick, too soon, that's the Yasa Eitz Kavoh Hamishim Amah, then you lose it all. So Rabbosai, this year, Erev Pesach Shachalios Be'erev Shabbos, it's the year of Mincha, the ultimate of Mincha Gedola. It's the time now that we're going to have Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us this beautiful Shabbos, Mochas HaShabbos, according to all opinions. It's Pesach is called Shabbos because it has that Bechina, it's Kulo from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we didn't do anything. But in this world, there are no free rides. There are no free rides. You got to pay back. And in life, you'll see, when you do something and you worked at it, it's meaningful. And then I'll tell you one last thing before the bell rings. One last thing. Rashi says, and you ask your Rebbe to show you, Rashi in Sukkot Rosh Hashanah, the Mikdash Shlishi is coming prefab min HaShemayim. So the question is, don't we have a mitzvah, Vasuli Mikdash, to make the base of Mikdash? Hashem's taking away our mitzvah, Vasuli Mikdash. So Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin, you know what he said? He said that the Pasuk says in Eicha, Tovu Ba'aretz Sha'areha, that the gates of the Beis HaMikdash when it was destroyed, but the gates were not destroyed, and they were put down underneath the ground. Tovu Ba'aretz Sha'areha. So, what are we going to do? The Beis HaMikdash is going to come prefab min HaShemayim, but we're going to put up the gates. And with that putting up the gates, we're going to be Yotzei the Mitzvah, what? Tasuli Mikdash. So Rav Shua Leib says, that's Pshat, we say in the Yom Tov Davening, Vareinu B'Vinyano, V'samcheinu what? B'tikuno. What's the tikuno? So Rav Shua Leib says it's putting up the what? The gates. But he said, but now, that's Rav Shua Leib. Rav Goldberg Zatzal, Rav Shiva Kerbiavna Zatzal, he added one more knetch, and then we'll end with that. He says, so the binyan, so why did it say hareinu? Why did it say v'samcheinu b'binyano? The answer is, you don't get simcha by just being a spectator. You just see it. You didn't do anything. But the tikuno, you put up the gates, you did something, it's your own. You put an effort, that's the subfaith. Then you'll have simcha. Because the only time you get simcha in life is when you put an effort and then you get something out of your effort, that'll be meaningful. So that's the message. Pesach is great, but it's a frill. You know? Right? Overnight, blah, blah, got everything. But it doesn't stay. Then comes the Sfira, and then Shavuos, that we earned. And that's going to be the ultimate Simcha, and that's the ultimate thing in life. The more effort you put into something, the more it becomes meaningful, it sticks with you. And Be'ez Hashem, I wish you all a good Chakoshim Sameach, a good Pesach, a good Sfira, a good Shavuos, and we should meet for many good occasions in the future, Be'ez Hashem.